entries and.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are.
Hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face.
Went to Carville to get a milkshake. This honey ripped me off all my loop kicks. The car, oh yeah, there's money in my jacket. Somebody broke it to my ride and cold macked it. Yo, Tip, I tell you, man, the devil's trying it. But I'm gonna stay strong, cause I ain't buying it. Tonight I'm taking Sherry out, I don't have Jack to wear. You know I got to look dipped in the fresh gear. Cool, I found something, so I iron it. I think I caught up on the phone, oh shit, I'm frying it. Will someone tell me what did I do to deserve this? I think I'll pull out my seat for Sunday service. My little brother wants Barney, cool, I'm getting it. Took him down to KB, they ain't selling it. Here we go with the crime, yo, he's throwing fits. My blood pressure's blowing up, I can't take the shit. I finally got what he wanted, now he's good to go. Again, the ride was smashed. Where's my radio? What's out my car was in the shop, I had to borrow, see? They had no mercy on the car, Leo will kill me. Where the hell can Nikki be? I'm gonna smack her up. I got the tickets for the Knicks and she gon' stiff me up. I need to hit a honey off, drove me past the phone. Pulled out my hooker hose. Oh yo, Sheila's home. Steady smiling like a mother, yo, I'm wrecked to bone. Went down on hun, she's in the red zone. Stressed out more than anyone could ever be. Forever trying to clear the samples for my new upbeat. Everybody knows I go to Georgia often. Got on the flight and I ended up in Boston. With all these trials and tribulations, yo, I've been affected. And to top it off, stars got ejected.
Help me out, problems. Help me out, problems.
Woe is me, I'm having problems.
Problems. Problems.
Just last week, my girl was stressing me. Now her best friend be undressing me. While I was loving her by the moon ray. Now I'm tricking on her like Kente. Bought a bag of ism from the smoke shop. Walking towards the car, here come the damn cops. Now I'm station bound for the tie sticks. I bought it for my man, I don't believe the shit. Coach sat me down from the ball team. Cause I was breaking niggas on the end seams. Some niggas cross town was trying to stick me. All I had was shorts, $1.50. Picked up this girl in the hoopty. Just because her aunt, she tried to suit me. Pay for this, pay for that, loop for nails in here. Who the hell you think I am, Mr. Belvedere? Go and get a bloody job, then can we look cute? Even if you give me boots, you never see my loot. She wasn't even all of that, just another hooker. Simply turn that ass away quick like Chucky Booker. Sometimes you got to put the holes in their friggin' place. Just move from in front of me with your body fierce.
Help me out, help me out.
Lord knows I'm having problems.
Problems.
Problems. Jesus Christ, I'm having problems.
Problems.
Problems. Pray for me, I'm having problems.
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 Help me out, Joel.
Yeah.
Help me out, Lord.
Just lay down your burdens by the riverside. And you'll be alright. You know what I'm saying? Love, peace, and fight for 93. You know what I'm saying? Shaheed and Tip. This is how we flip. My man Muhammad in the house.
Huh.
Zulu Nation in the house. Huh. Sub Rock is in the house. Huh. My man Steph in the house. Huh. Jerobi White is in the house. Huh. Bob Power in the house. Huh. My man Eric in the house. Huh. My man Lightru in the house.
Huh.
Episode 79, Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at ya. Storyteller.
That's right, folks. Here we are. Another episode. I don't know. Do you have a story for us, DJ Matador?
I drove to Sacto on a Saturday morning.
That's right. Just to come here, just to do this madness.
Yeah. Seeking a new episode. All the listeners out there, you're welcome.
Yep. Thank you guys for the endless emails and comments on
supporting us for all these
social
years.
Social media sites, retweeting us or whatever it is you do. It's great. We truly appreciate you
drinking some beers,
ignoring us.
Lagunitas IPA, Red Bull, and whiskey.
That's how we roll. We don't really care. We mix it up just like our booze. We got all sorts of tracks coming at you. We got Jerry Reed coming up next.
Yeah.
We had Tribe Called Quest opening the show. That's one of the Brothers Grimm. It's one of their favorite hip-hop artists.
Brothers Grimm, excellent podcast. We'll plug it right now. Deputy Dog, the Punkcast, Brothers Grimm. Check it out.
It's punk the whole time.
That's right.
The Brothers Grimm Punkcast.
Storyteller. So anyway, there's a lot of country songs on this edition just because country music has the most stories of any genre.
Well, they just play slow enough for you to understand the story, I guess.
That's true.
And they always got something to complain about, too.
Well, we heard opening the show.
Yeah, Tribe Called Quest.
8 million stories.
That's right. And Jerry Reed's coming up next again.
We already said that. Yeah, anyway, Saturday night, I made it. Dusak.
The story of our lives, folks.
Yep.
It's a perplexing one. We're very complex individuals.
72 degrees today. What, January 31st or February 1st? I don't even know.
Well, I believe February 1st.
February
today.
1st. 72. No rain in sight.
Yeah, it's rained like 1.2 millimeters in the last 90 days. It's pretty awesome.
Had a pretty good burger earlier.
So it's
what was that place that we went?
The Habit.
We went to The Habit, got a burger, Sacto style.
Pretty tasty.
All right, here we go. More music, Jerry Reed, Rhyme.
Stories of treason.
So get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes. himself and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana.
Someday you'll thank me for this, son.
Not bloody likely.
No, it's true. You know, when I was a boy, I really wanted a catcher's mitt, but my dad wouldn't get it for me. So I held my breath until I passed out and banged my head on the coffee table. The doctor thought I might have brain damage.
Dad, what's the point of this story?
I like stories.
Look, can we please go to the movie?
I know my punishment might seem a little harsh, but I can't go back on it. You're welcome to watch anything you want on TV.
TV sucks.
Arena border, come see what we got. Contraband, run it on her side. She could double the sharing a yacht, it's a tiki chas. Let's hear romance, Provinta, Yahoo. Bola, 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 the low red, bola, 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 the cold, the ash, and crush, and shame, and border guards. She could talk to the United States. It's a T-Jazz. Let's share romance. Provinta. Yes. Bola, 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 the lobet. Bola, 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 the hodet. Ashe, crashe, shame, snate. A teber, uche, ter, poverate. Hey, no!
They both could afford. He found a could work at the door. She had a guitar and she taught him some chords. The sky was the limit. Into the great wide open, under them skies of blue, out in the great wide open, a rebel without a clue. Paper said Ed always played from the heart. He got an agent and a roadie named Bart. They made a record and it went in the charts. The sky was the limit. His leather jacket had chains that would jingle. They both met movie stars, partied and mingled. Their A&R man said, I don't hear a single. The future was wide open. A rebel without a clue.
episode 79, Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at you right now. You just heard some Pennywise. That's right, Pennywise, because we've never played that band before.
Storyteller Edition, same old story, great track. Made the track, too sacto, drinking heavily, IPAs, Lagunitas.
You weren't drinking heavily on the way here, were you?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
But anyway,
that would have made for a horrible story.
One story I can tell, my band, Fight Music, went on a makeshift tour. Yes, I drank in the back of a van for like 8 hours consecutively. I just started drinking because it was so miserable. To try to ease the pain of extreme driving. We went from Chico to Reno to Salt Lake City, back to Reno to Eugene.
Do you have quite the following at Salt Lake City?
No.
Those Mormons really love your...
But one of many stories, you know,
yeah,
that are great.
Exciting.
Not really.
All right.
Another story. Last night, going to a buddy's house, getting a taxi. Instantly, I'm in a global warming attack. This guy was, like, so passionate about global warming. How could you think that way? Like, what are you saying? Like, I can't believe you.
Did he say global warming?
And then he
didn't
charged
exist?
Me like $17 for a taxi ride. That was like normally $10. And then I got a taxi later on. I'm like, what was that all about? He's like, I'm sorry, man. I just care about the earth. It was classic.
You care about the earth so much that you drive around in a fucking car all day? You self-righteous prick.
I know.
What an asshole.
Yeah, in the last 100 years, we destroyed the world. Actually, think of the Industrial Revolution. When did that take place?
Like 100 years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and the amount of
damage. There's been no cars since, and we just destroyed everything.
Yeah. There's been more damage done to the world in, like, 30 seconds or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Blah, 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 yeah. Internet. Hoobity-hobbity. I heard it on the internet. It's got to be true.
Coming up, NoFX, Bob.
Another band we've never played on this show before.
And the Sublime. It's going to be awesome. David Allan Coe later on.
That's how we do it. You know, we just... throw it in your face and make you deal with it if you don't like it.
Great music, because it is Rhyme and Treason Radio. Going solid 4 years straight. You can't touch us. My mic's cutting out.
We had a little microphone cable issues, but that's because we're punk rock, you know?
Yeah, we couldn't figure out how to work the equipment in the last 4 years.
Yep, apparently it's... if you can't get a microphone cord that works correctly, it truly does affect how you do things. There we go. I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
High quality.
Yeah.
Now it's actually working, apparently. So, anyway, storyteller, enjoy.
Yeah. So, here's some more music. I hope you enjoy it. Just like our stories.
Kiss our ass. Society. Rhyme.
And... shut up and listen to the show, Treason.
Bye. years, getting loaded. 15 years till his liver exploded. Now what's Bob gonna do now that he can't ring? The doctor said, what you been thinking about? Bob said, that's the point. I won't think about nothing. Now I gotta do something else.
Oi, oi, oi!
My plane to North Carolina, spent all of my money on a long distance call. Huntsville prison walls so high, I'm so lonesome I could die. You could make a grown man cry if you wanted to. Say goodbye to Houston for me. Give my best to San Antonio. We got married in West Virginia. Then we moved to Texas on a 50-acre farm. I robbed a bank and shot a man. Ended up in Birmingham. But I guess I tipped my hand and wound up in the pen. Say goodbye to Houston for me. Give my best to San Antonio. Tell Dallas there's a change in plans. I won't be coming home. Houston is my oldest daughter. Says she's leaving for New York City. She's gonna make her living reaching for a star. San Antone's my only son. Please don't tell him what I've done or that I had to use my gun or that I killed a man. Say goodbye to Houston for me. Give my best to San Antonio. Tell Dallas there's a change in plans. I won't be coming home.
Episode 79, Rhyme and Treason Radio, Storyteller Edition.
Probably the shortest amount of time between talking segments just occurred right there.
Yes, it did. But what you just heard, David Allan Coe. Epic, David Allan Coe.
Epic. We should say epic like 20 times.
He's the man. Quite the storyteller. That's the theme of the show tonight. 9:10 Saturday night.
That's how we roll. We just we mix it all up in a big giant bag of funk and slap it together and call it Rhyming Treason Radio, people. We've been doing this shit for almost 4 years. Can you believe it? Coming up next is gonna be our 4-year anniversary show.
That's right. 4 long years. Presidential term. Reelect us to another 4 years of destruction, domination, sheer awesome coming at you.
By the amount of volume and traffic that we see on a daily basis generated through all the amazing interaction that we have with our fans, it's so great that we can, you know, just live in a time and a place where people are just right there and willing and able to talk to you.
We've never got an actual email, have we? In 4 years. I paid $9.99. This guy's coughing up a lung. Lung butter. It is Sacto. And it is the winter. It was so cold today.
It's a dry cough. It's a dry winter.
Holy fuck. Anyway, we've never received an actual email. I pay $9.99 a month, right?
To the bean. To the bean. Swallows the evil bean. Our hard-earned dinero.
That's true. He does that. Anyway, we're drinking heavily. That's because the storyteller. What can you say?
I got a story for you. How about this? One day. I don't know where I'm going. I got nothing. I hate to.
Wow. What a letdown. Holy shit. We still have to talk for like three more minutes, too.
All right. I guess, should I really tell a story? No. No.
I'll tell the story of how DJ I met this motherfucker. He was my neighbor.
Drew, I saw him through the window.
Warner Street, Chico, California. And, yeah, one of the first meetings, he had a Pennywise album I'd never heard. Which is, I had like nine of them and not that one. And that's
the Unknown Road.
One.
Like
Unknown
their greatest
Road.
Album,
amazing. I know. Can't believe it. What are the odds
of
that?
Well, the fact that I only had like one Pennywise album at the time, too.
Yeah,
but that was due
I
to
know.
Thievery.
So, there you go.
No other reason other than that. Because people suck.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It's the story of humankind.
It's amazing how just random events can bring people together. And, you know, we were neighbors. We started hanging out. Things were cool. All the guys that you lived with in that house, we ended up all moving into another house together with like seven other guys. It was crazy.
It was like insanity.
Real world punk rock style. And that's where we came up with this shit. And it's called Rhyme.
Yeah. And pheromones pumped into the room. Reason.
Hey mama, folks say papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
papa was a rolling stone.
Got a lack in the garage. Few parts here and there, I declare hard. My lord, one at Clark, one at Spelman. Both know each other and it's cool, you can tell. When he step off in the party, women jump for joy. But all the wild niggas scheming, they gon' jump the boy. For spitting all that bourgeois. My watch, my car, I'm a star. I'd rather be a comet by far. Rock.
Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddammit, they done changed the rules. Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos.
it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddammit, they done changed the rules.
Deliver this through your audio, ghetto mafioso, bro, hydro, then bagging up, yo. Price that longevity suggests make moves slow. Take time, bro, 8, react, 9, blow. Hydro, slide, roll like fuck Ronaldo. Fly, ride, though, shit looking wide, though. Then glide, yo, flipping the page, I go. Watch 5-0, jump on my meat, ride slow. Watch those undercovers, cop those, rock those, Glock those. Leave them back and collect spot throws. Keep a watch froze, lean on the yacht, watch clothes. Let the chop blow, bag and half a block, pot grows, what?
Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddammit, they done changed the rules. Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddammit, they done changed the rules.
But I bust raps like D-Boys bust gas. Shit, we the type of people that don't bury the axe or the hatchet. Every time we see your light, we snatch it. Ride around our hood, talking that dumb shit. Your cabin is crap, like plumber's ass and summer's grass. I've been in the game for a minute. Seen some suckers like y'all passing, thinking you light skin. Alright then, little boy, why you frightened? The dungeon family gon' be here, nigga, so keep right. I gotta hit the source, I need my other half on mic. Because that southern playalistic hell and music was a classic, right? Call it party point indicator, they got my back. So, we gon' keep on jamming and stabbing off in the track. I think it's time to bungee, but buddy, we will be back. And a finna put some D's on the lack. No that.
Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddammit, they done changed the rules. Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddammit, they done changed the rules. Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddammit, they done changed the rules. Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddammit, they done changed the rules.
Hey, it's the Deputy Dog from the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. When I crawl out of the underground, I listen to Rhyme and Treason Radio with DJ Gower and DJ El Matador. See you in the pit.
just dance a jig and an unmarked grave. A slug full of lead was the price they were paid. Vigilante justice, prejudice and pride. No one in this valley would be seen again alive.
My daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing, but Sue, I'm going to say.
Shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but what? Champion of the world. Three bodies lying there, there's Patty C. And another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw him leave and he says, and he stops. What?
before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna draw the heat. Jumped into a white car with out-of-state plates, and Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary, and though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. But one time he could have been the champion of the world. 4 months later, the ghetto's on flame. Rubens in South America fighting for his name. Well, out the Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game, and the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? Thinking like to play ball with the law? Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night? Don't forget that you are white. The Bradley said, I'm really not sure. The cop said, a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job, and you're talking to your friend Bellow. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice, and ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man. Were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He never had a chance. The judge made Rupert's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old white jury agreed. Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bellow and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. Yeah.
I'm free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
At which point I take this record, break it, and slit my throat.
Well, why do you play that music if you don't like it?
Because, man, it's the only way I can be a DJ.
Okay, if you had a choice, what would you play?
I play stuff that nobody on this campus wants to hear.
Why not?
Race relations.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Okay. We can get deep if you're feeling frisky.
Okay. Bam.
Public Enemy? The Grand Master Flash. Who are they?
The future.
Rhyme.
And treason.